Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Yes, I'm calling about a charge on my account that I didn't authorize, and my bank gave me UL number.
All right, what's your zip code?
60423.
All right, your first and last name?
Kenneth Williams.
All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
My address?
Yes.
Oh, 7400 Southwick Drive, Frankfort, Illinois.
Thank you. All right.
There's actually two charges.
All right.
One for $54 and something, and the other one for $9 or something. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
all right.
I don't even know what
account pulled up here. Did you sign it for a space heater originally for $9.97?
Yes.
All right, so the first charge, the $9.97, is for shipping. The second charge is the full retail price of the space heater because you didn't cancel within your four-day trial period.
The who?
You had 4 days to cancel that heater. You didn't cancel. You have to pay full price.
But it was free. Why would I have to cancel something that was free?
Because it's only free for 4 days.
I didn't see none of that.
Did you
absolutely
read the terms and conditions?
No, because it said something free.
That's just the advertisement part to sell it to you.
Yeah. But why would they put that in small writing? They said it was free, and I just paid for the shipping. And I was like, okay, fine, I'll do that.
Yeah. You have to continue reading on the website. It gives you that information, which most people don't, but you need to because that's what you're agreeing to when you put your card in, not the ad. That's just to sell it to you.
Oh wow, that's just really that's not right. But it just said free, and it said nothing about you have to cancel in order to buy. That's a gimmick. That's really a gimmick. So they're gonna charge me that.
Correct.
Anybody I can talk to, but I don't feel I need to get charged for that.
No, so you can call back in an hour. But
that's a whole different page. Pardon me?
I said, if you want to speak with someone that actually at lunch, you can give us a call back in an hour.
Yeah. Somebody call me back. That's not right.
I'm sorry.
I read the advertisement. It didn't say nothing about terms and conditions or any of that. I'm continuing to read on the website. The only thing it said was for shipping.
Correct. That's probably what's
that's
in the advertisement.
It didn't go to nothing else about terms and conditions.
No, you have to go to that and read it yourself. It's not going to take you there.
Well, how am I supposed to go there if I don't know to go there?
Well, that's what you agree. Well, you agreed to that you went to read it when you checked that little box. That's what you're agreeing to, terms and conditions to pay for shipping.
That's some BS. That's really some BS. And I'm going to have a cancel that charge.